Wolf's Thought Whispers, Episode 3, 2010. Today's episode includes an exclusive interview with Jonas, one of the world's best drummers. Enjoy! So, Jonah?
Yeah, my name's Jonas.
Jonas.
Kuju Tando.
So, what's your favorite instrument, do you think?
My favorite instrument is the drum.
Drum?
Djembe drum. And some people call it bongo drums. But I play guitar, too. When I'm in the band, they like me to play guitar more than the drums. There are people who play better than I, so I would like them to play the drums than I play the guitar.
Culture. Your culture, what's special about it?
My culture is so special to me because that's what I was brought up to know, and I will never leave it behind me. It's our special clothing and our way of singing always means something that we have to remember. And we sing to remember our ancestors who have done very good things for us, keeping our land in shape, keeping all things that we all have grown to come and see. And we follow the same tradition till now. It's only sometimes when you travel, you lose a little bit, but as you keep going home fresh, you keep in touch with everything, yeah.
What's your main inspiration for sort of coming and doing all the musical?
My main inspiration is children need a type of entertainment. It's not only rock and roll or other songs too.
Yeah.
So I thought my side of me coming here is to come and show the schools or the children about different kind of music from other parts of the world.
Cool. And what types of food would you eat?
In Australia, we eat any food that, you know, it's
normal,
and it's well prepared. Cool. But in Africa, there are lots of varieties of food, and so in Australia too. But we got staple food. Our staple food is made from corn, and it's called kinki. And we eat it with fried fish and chili. That's my favorite. And rice, and I like rice too.
Rice is always good.
I like rice.
So what does music really mean to you in your culture?
I was brought up musically, and my whole family plays music. And sort of, it's not something that we have to go to school to learn to play. We are born with it. And Western instruments are self-taught. Self-taught. I taught myself how to play the guitar, and as I went to school, I expanded it.
What's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal is the leopard, the spotted leopard, as I say.
Cool. Have you got a favorite Australian saying?
Oh, my favorite saying is that, "G'day, mate. How's it going? You should be right, mate." I like those sort of greetings from friends. And then when they say that to me, I really feel, you know, like being in your company and receiving me nicely.
Yeah. Is there any of your family with you, like here in Australia?
When I'm in Australia, I've got my immediate family. My family, my children. I've got 3 children and 1 boy, so making 4. The boy lives in Ghana and the 3 lives in Australia.
So what's the newest piece of technology that you own?
The newest technology that I own, I've got an iPhone, and I've got a home studio, I write my song on something like that, Cubase.
Yeah,
Steinbeck. Cool. And then when I finish, I edited it on things like this.
Yeah.
It's easy. They're easy form of recordings and mixing up, and all the machines that we have in the studio is all in a software.
In the little, yeah.
So I like using it. Sit down and write nice song.
Cool.
Yeah. I only have to, I'm doing my own sort of, so when I finish, I'll mix it all down on CD and show it to people. Someone might come be interested in it.
So your guitar was self-taught?
Self-taught.
Yeah.
Self-taught. Cool. All the instrument is self-taught.
All of it. Cool.
Wow.
Well, okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thanks.
See ya.
If you've enjoyed listening, thank you.